The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
Happened already. When we converge under the atmosphere of the Spirit, there are many witnesses that traffic the realm. The reason a meeting will bless you is not because the word was accurate. The reason a meeting will bless you is because you are able to connect with the witnesses that come into the atmosphere. And so tonight again, we want to align our spirits. You see, when you are ministering in the Spirit, it's not necessarily about the volume. It's about your ability to connect with the flow of energy. Because it's from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the living God. And so one more time, as you align your spirit, can you just tell the Lord to minister to you this evening? I'm trying to find a river in the Spirit. The river that we will journey with tonight. Ask the Lord to minister to you. Can you sing that song again, brother?
Yahweh, everlasting God, you reign. You reign forevermore. Yahweh. Yahweh, everlasting God, you reign. Yahweh.
I'm seeing a scroll open in the Spirit. And I see the scribes of heaven write. Because custodians are about to be ordained. Men that will be given access to the secrets and the codes that govern creation. Men that will open seasons, open dimensions, and move the body. They come in form of scrolls. When scrolls open in heaven, things happen on earth. And so everyone that is caught up in that atmosphere, every ordination that is trapped on the strength of this writing, by the Spirit, ushers, you will help me now. I want to touch these people. These are functionaries of the kingdom for the last day. Your scrolls have opened in the Spirit, and I come to activate it. By the Spirit, wherever they are, Inside, outside. I see the number 7. Now, take that grace. Take that grace. Marevato velakadia. I don't want us to jump so high. Everyone that is caught up, ordination has been activated. From inside, outside. Your scrolls are being read by the angels of heaven. I awaken you by the Spirit. There are 7 of them. Ushers, bring them for me quickly. Everlasting God, you are.
You reign forevermore.
Yahweh!
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 Everlasting,
everlasting God, you reign.
In the name of Jesus. There are many things happening at the same time. I'm trying to sustain the energy so I can coordinate the service. There are many things happening at the same time. And so we need spiritual administration in order to make the most of this service. I'm seeing somebody close to this pole standing here. Close to this pole. You have a challenge with your thorax, your throat into your chest. There's a challenge. Somebody standing close to this bar. I don't know if you can hear me. There's a challenge around your deep somewhere here. You're the one. Put your hands there. And look at me. That thing is leaving you now. Father, by the Spirit, let there be a quick surgery. Touch! I curse that affliction. Touch! Go from him now. Free. In the name of Jesus. Please sit down. Let me share for 20 minutes. Just let them be. I advise you to be sensitive tonight. I don't have much time, so I need to gather a lot of things together in order to make progress. I'm seeing somebody towards my right hand here. There is a strange fire hitting that person, and there is a power to prophesy. It's somewhere here. Father, as I wave, let that activation take place. Take that grace. Those of them that are violent, you can just help take them so they don't injure others. I want to share with us briefly. Tonight, there will be activations. Tonight, there will be healings. And tonight, there will be encounters that will shift your walk with God to the next phase. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And so, peace be still. In the name of Jesus, peace be still. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We are considering a very sensitive subject. We have come to a point where the contention on the earth realm has become corrosive and extremely vigorous. Spirits are fighting to gain dominion over the earth realm. And the reason is because for those who are spiritual archaeologists, they understand that the creation of God is in cycles. And so God creates different beings at different era in spiritual chronology. Not every being was created at the same time. When you study the patterns of the administrative structure of the heavens, you will discover that beings are graded into stratas according to their ranks in the realm of God. And so John went to heaven, and he said, I saw at the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Revelation chapter 5 verse 1. He said, a book written from within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals. And the angel trafficked John and made him to understand no man was worthy. The information the angel gave to John was on the strength of his rank in the spirit. The angel thought no man was worthy because on the strength of his strata in the authority structure of heaven, he had no access to breaking news. And while John was weeping in heaven, the Bible said one of the elders came to him and said, weep not. He said, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, had prevailed. Even though they were all in heaven, the kind of secrets they had access to was a function of their rank. So a strong angel did not have understanding of what was happening, but an elder was speaking on the same subject in past tense.
So the realm is structured into cadres, because not every being was created at the same time. Beings have different rank, and beings were created in different eras in God. Now, when a being is created, there are atmospheres within which they can find expression. That's why before God created man, he had to create earth and created Eden for the man to live there. Because without an environment, a created being cannot exist. According to the code of creation, you are only permitted to come into being after your environment has been created. And when you study the planes of God's creation, at this point, earth is in the spotlight. Because the project of the angels have been completed. And so all the attention of the universes of God is focused on the earth realm. Now, because earth is the realm, you know, how many of you knew they played the football match yesterday? Was it yesterday now? Okay, 2 days ago. Because of that match, I'm not talking about the score. Those of you who are football fans, sorry. But some of us were delivered many years ago. Thank God for the peace and unity that sport brings. That's our own victory. If it's for scoreline, it's for fans. When that match was going on, that match was a spotlight. So everybody was compelled to zoom in to find a spot. I was driving for fellowship, and the National Stadium, cars were parked up to 2 kilometer range. If you didn't cross that path 2 hours before that match, you were in trouble. You'll be held up in hold up. Because that point became a spotlight. Everybody in the city was running there. Now, what was happening in that stadium is what is happening on earth now. Earth is the current spotlight in the creation of God. And so every spirit is trying to have access to the earth realm in order to find expression. And unfortunately, man is the only portal to the earth realm. Because man is the legal portal to the earth realm, every spirit wants to possess man. And in possessing man, they can deliver their will to the earth realm. So they can also have a stake in God's corporate agenda for the now. So when we talk about reigning, when we talk about dominion, it's actually a product of interacting with the Spirit of God and trafficking his will to the face of the earth. If you don't align with God, you will align with another spirit. You have no choice. Because spirits are constantly contending for territorial dominion over the face of the earth. And so in the morning when we began to study, in Romans chapter 5 verse 17, the Bible said, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. Righteousness is a nature, and righteousness is also the ability to stand right with the government of God. So alignment with spirit is what translates into reigning. When you don't align with the Spirit of God, you can't reign on earth. You may be a graduate of Harvard. You may be a professor of neurosurgery. When a spirit comes, your knowledge will be helpless, because their realm is superior to yours. Their ordination is superior because of where they function from. So for a man to truly reign, beyond the informations he gathers together, he must be vitally aligned with the Spirit of God and transmit the will of the Spirit of God to the earth realm. And I said, there are many technologies that facilitate such alignment. I said the first technology that facilitates that kind of alignment is the technology of altars. That when a man creates an altar, that altar becomes a gangway through which spirits travel. And so every time you see men that dominated the earth, something happened with them. In Genesis 32 from verse 24, before Jacob began to dominate, he had an encounter on the altar that his father Abraham built. And the Bible said he saw angels ascending and descending. after he had wrestled with the man. And the man blessed him. Now that was, no, I can't explain that, so I'll stop. But that's a creature of heaven that trafficked that altar, wrestled with him, and he said, "What is your name?" And he said, "My name is Jacob." He said, "No, your name shall no longer be Jacob. Your name shall become Israel." The moment that man imputed into his life, he became a nation. The man that walked before was an individual. The man that left that place became a nation. So on the strength of that altar technology, an individual was turned into a nation. The dominion of Jacob is traced to that encounter that took place on that altar. In John chapter 1 verse 51, when Philip was brought to Christ and he told him, "I saw you under the fig tree," and he marveled. Jesus told him, "I just told you this and you marvel." He said, "You will see with your eyes angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man." That means on the instrumentality and the strength of altar technology, a man begins to exercise dominion. This is why even in darkness, they have that level of understanding. It's not what you do that makes you prosper. It is the spirit that powers what you do that makes you prosper. That's why the men of the dark world, they know how to align with spirit, because they know that English language is not enough. If dominion is based on English language, then the British would have ruled the world today, because it's their own, that's their native language. They know that a degree is not enough. So in order to rule, they find out deities that dwell on altars, and they go into covenant and fraternity with those deities. When they come out of there, even if they sell pure water, they will rule. If they go into government, they will rule, because they know that the earth is under spirit surveillance. And until a man aligns with the spirit, he can prosper. So when you find believers who don't do business on the altar, those are believers that have set themselves up to be slaves in their existence. You can have connection with the president. He will forget you until he leaves office. It's the day he leaves office, he will look at you and say, "Nathaniel, where have you been?" It is a manipulation of altars. The power to change your story in one day was with him, but for 4 years he doesn't remember you. So the power to remember you is also a technology that altars facilitate. Because when altars are at work, they mobilize spirits, and those spirits begin to reconstruct the realm in order to create an advantage for you. So every believer that must rule and reign must understand the mystery of altars, and his life must be committed to altars perpetually, so that every day of his life there is a traffic. I made mention of two other things, but I don't have time. Now, when this traffic begins to take place, I told us that there are tokens that are released. Because when a spirit begins to walk with you, he leaves you with a token. And I said the first token that is released is the power of wisdom. Wisdom and understanding is what gives men an edge in life. But wisdom is not a product of gathered facts. Wisdom is actually the ability to apply fact. And those abilities are given to men that receive whispers. Because in ancient time, wise men are not people who have facts. There are people who can look into the spirit realm. So when the king had a dream, he called for Daniel. His ability to look into the spirit and decode the dream that the king had and interpret it was what made him a wise man. So the ability to look into the realm through the agency of spirits, understand the things that others don't know, is what puts you ahead of men. That kind of ability is a token that a spirit leaves upon the altar where you are engaging. And when those tokens are handed to you, you discover that you become invincible. That's why the Bible said in Ecclesiastes 7:12, wisdom is a defense. And it said the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to they that have it. Life is not breath. He said, "This is life eternal, that you may know him, the only true God, and him whom he has sent." So life is the extent to which you experience God, download God, and express God. So when a man has wisdom, it means he's journeying on the path of intimacy. And so a point comes when you see that man, he looks like a god that is in the spirit. Whatever that man does, the ability of that man will not be human. You find the man, touch the sick is healed. You know that mortals don't touch cancer and cancer dies. The reason is because by the tokens of wisdom, he has tapped into a frequency that makes him a superman. That man can look into the stock market. Everybody is going right, he goes left. The reason is because those who are going right are seen now. He is seen next week, next month, next year. Men don't have the ability to see the future. It will take the whisper of a spirit to give you that edge. All of those dimensions are the tokens that spirit leaves on altars. So when a man engages an altar, the goal is not a posture. No, it's what he comes out with. His eyes becomes like the eyes of the spirit that dwells in the midst of the coals of fire. When he looks in a direction, he's looking beyond the wall. He's seeing into the future because on the strength of his alignment with that spirit, he has gone past the walls of time. The second token that this spirit will leave for you is favor. And I told us in the morning, from Exodus 12, verse 36, he said, God said to the Israelites, go and borrow from the Egyptians. These were servants that have been slaves for decades, for years. How can a slave walk up to his master and say, I like this gold, give me? A slave that is consistently under whip. The reason is because when favor is rubbed off on a man, favor begins to manipulate the environment. And I told us in the morning, the reason somebody works for you and wants to die, and he thinks by doing so he's happy, is because of the fragrance that the spirit left on your life from the altar. When that thing begins to happen with you, favor is a dangerous thing in the spirit. Favor. I saw a little measure of it when we wanted to inaugurate our work. People will call me from this distant lands and they say, I'm a professional in this. Please allow me to come and serve. I'm this. Please allow me. People saved money for months and they brought it and they don't even want me to say thank you. It's not because they have more than enough. And it's not because they don't have relatives that have need. But your relative can be living in your house, asking you for money, and you take the whole money you have. You travel for 2 weeks to look for a man of favor to put it at his feet. And so when a man wants to be conferred with the powers of dominion, in addition to competence, they will rub off favor on his life. And that favor becomes a force that manipulates his environment. And then things work for that man and you wonder what is going on. He said the Israelites spoiled the Egyptian. They took the wealth of Egypt and Egypt saw them walk out with it and they could do nothing because favor was at work. The reason God gives you these tokens is because for you to reign in life, you must have power to rule in three realms. The first time God created man, the only realm he was asked to rule in was the physical realm. Because that was the only dimension that was opened up. So he said in Genesis 1:28, he said, let them have dominion over the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and everything that creepeth upon the face of the earth. Now, if you have wisdom and favor, you can rule in these three realms. The natural realm becomes a slave to you. You can manipulate things and go ahead. But you see, as the earth keeps maturing, the earth becomes more complex. So a point came. A prince in darkness sneaked into the realm. And when that prince entered the earth realm, the earth was no longer about birds, fish, and creeping things. That prince created systems. So you have music. You have the academia. You have different system. Now, that is another world. It was not God that created that world. It was the prince that entered that created that world. So when you study Genesis chapter 4, the moment Cain killed Abel, the prince began to use Cain to create system. That was when music came into the world. Because the world God created, we were not supposed to use drums and cymbals. we were supposed to connect to the music of heaven. Because we were designed to live in partnership with the realms of the Shamayim. So when we come into fellowship, hope you know witches don't carry drums to their meetings. Hope you know when witches gather, they don't need light. They are able to connect to the dimensions of darkness. And when they need sound, they bring sound from that realm. All these things you are seeing are caricature. When you hear sound from heaven, the sound will not just enter you. The sound will reprogram you. Because sounds are not created for entertainment. Sound is a code of creation. So when sound enters a man, he reconfigures him. That's why when God wanted to reshape the earth, he said, light appear. He released sound and the earth was remodified. So music is never about a drum and a keyboard. It was due to the lack of our connection to the vibrations of heaven that there became a need for us to carry this luggage with us. And all of these things were created by that dark prince that entered the earth realm. Because if he doesn't have a system, he cannot rule the earth. Now, because this happened, man, we need more than wisdom to survive. Because there's another world within our world. Hope you know, in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2, he called him the prince of the power of the air. He had created another cosmos within the cosmos of God. It's called the systems of this world. That's why when you enter politics, there must be darkness. Because it was crystallized from the belly of another spirit. That's why when you enter the market, there must be darkness. When you enter the academia, all of those things. Man was not trained, designed to go to school. The way we are taught in light is that when we see him, we become like him. It's like a photocopying machine. When God wanted to teach Adam, the Bible said in the cool of the day, the voice of God came walking in the garden. And John began to teach us the mystery. In 1 John chapter 3 verse 2, he said, it does not yet appear what we shall be like. But when we shall see him, we shall be like him. Because the way we were to be taught is to behold reality and be metamorphosed. It's metamorphosis. We are with open faces, beholding as in a glass the image of the Lord. We are changed. The syllabus of teaching in the realm of light is for beholding. So anything you see, you become. The reason school became necessary is because the realm was withdrawn. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. The syllabus have been withdrawn. And so the educational system is an intelligence of the demonic. Because God has something different. Hope you know we were not trained. We were not built to travel with cars. We were built to travel. The vehicle of our transport is the whirlwind. You are not designed to need a vehicle. But the devil interjected his technology into your realm. And so when somebody has a Hummer Jeep now, he feels important. It's actually a testimony of death and mundanity. Because the angels don't pride them. Now you go to the airport, people are snapping all kinds of pictures. So you know they stood at the airport. It's a sign of death. Because when Elijah wanted to travel, Obadiah said in 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 8 to 14, he said the wind will take him wherever he wanted. Philip, when he finished his walk in Samaria, he was caught by the whirlwind. And he was traveling by the wind. The reason we need cars is because we are falling. And I'm not saying we should stop using cars. But I'm telling you, it's time for us to go forward in the civilizations of light. Because the witches have kept their own ordinances. The witches have kept their own civilization. Witches travel without cars. And it's not a testimony. Because they know how to preserve their ecosystem. Only we in light have lost our heritage. And because we have lost our heritage, we pride ourselves in mundanity. But a generation is rising that we go back to the heritage of the first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
another ecosystem that have been introduced into your world. And so wisdom and favor alone is not enough. Apart from the systems of this world, the spirits themselves are now living among us. So demons possess men. Adam was only dealing with the birds of the air, the fish in the water, and the creeping things that creep upon the earth. You and I, in addition to the birds of the air, we are dealing with the systems of this world, and we are also dealing with demons, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. So there are three worlds we are interacting with. We are interacting with the natural world. We are interacting with the systemic world. And we are interacting with the demonic world. Because of this, for you to reign in life, in addition to wisdom and favor, you need another credential. It's called power. If you don't have power, you can't reign. The disciples of Jesus sat with him for 3 years. They heard him teach. And when he left, they wanted to run out. Jesus told them, Luke 24:49, tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power. Favor, wisdom is not enough. In Acts 1:8, not many days from now, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Even after that, they went out. The demons manipulated the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin arrested them and flogged them. The Bible said they realized they needed more. So they returned to their own company. And when they lifted their voices and prayed, he said the place where they were was shaken and they were filled with the Spirit. And he said with great power gave witness to the resurrection of Jesus, and great grace was upon them. Everyone that exercised dominion was a prince in the Spirit, because only by power can dominion be exercised. Dominion is not a gift, it is taken by force. And that's why we need power. We have a Christianity that has been reduced to psychology. We have a Christianity that has been reduced to manipulation. We have a Christianity that has been reduced to gimmicks. That's why our world keep plunging into darkness. But in the days of the fathers, Moses walked to Pharaoh and said, let my people go that they may serve me. He said, who is your God? Pharaoh was not looking for a definition. Pharaoh was not looking for English, Hebrew, Aramaic. Moses understood the code. And the moment he asked, he dropped his rod. And the rod of God became a serpent and swallowed the rod of Pharaoh's men. When Moses finished dealing with Pharaoh, the Bible said Pharaoh knelt down and said, bless me. There has never been dominion without power. You can be very intelligent, but they can keep you in darkness. You can be very beautiful, but they can keep you without settlement. Because beauty doesn't provide husband. There's got to be power. I met a lady that looked like an Indian. 38 years old. But in the spirit, she was clothed with cobwebs. And so you see a beautiful lady. When the men who are supposed to admire her see her, they see a demonic presence. It will take power for deliverance to be engendered to Jacob. Israel went to war. And while they were fighting, the man Joshua discovered that at night they would lose. And he showed up and stood. And he said, let the sun stand upon the mountains of Ajalon. Let the moon remain upon the valley of Gibeon. That was a man ruling over the earth. Because the Adamic authority ruled over the earth. And today, we don't only command the constellations. We have power even in the demonic realm. But there are many who have not tapped into power, because they have lived their lives with levity. Somebody will make up his mind from this conference and say, whatever it takes for power to become my name. Mateke kobara kakaya. Idia ulea bebeketutu. Azidia kakakakaka. Rupa peketu. Ate. Arikome negeteka. Zwaka eduate titi. Avuvula kakakature. Rakakato. Apete. Ruade
Ariado Menakadono Aziza Akobalakako Ariabo Atede Ruatede Atekakoto Sahudia Vrude de Gege Shane Obenakato Yao Bedefe Susiato Balakapato Balakabas Rakakote Pate.
You cannot afford to live without power. Your garment in the spirit is power.
Zaporea papash. Tada papa pada papapash. Nida tada papa papapash. Rabe po beba. Itika pado do veleka do badaka. Rakoba papa. Zado bedegede. Adore edololo. Zaka pataka po shada.
We pray in the spirit is because one of the ways to activate power is to talk. That's why I don't pride in tongues. I pride in what tongues produce. If you don't know what to focus on, you will miss the point. They say as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth her children. One of the children of Zion is power. When you go out there, the princes of Port Harcourt will challenge you. Your vision may be the best, but it may not see the light of day except as you come with power. And one of the ways to activate power is by praying in the spirit. Sit down. Jesus in John chapter 2. He came to a wedding ceremony. They said the wine was finished. Not where Jesus is. He said, fill the water pots. Fill the water pot. They have power over nature. And when they fill the water, he didn't pray. He said, fetch from it. Take it to the governor of the feast. And the water turned to wine. That's power over nature. Did you know that Jesus? They took a boat to go to the other side. He said, at the third watch, he came walking on water. Takapa, takapa, jatege. A generation that has power over nature must rise again. Christianity is not a religion. It's divinity expressed through humanity. There are too many titled men without mantles. Dimension you represent, there must be power to rule over the constellation. Is that the earnest expectation of creation? He waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. The water is in bondage, the air is in bondage. It's looking for the sons of God to lose it. Have you not seen herbalists? They fetch water and they curse people. That's why creation is in bondage. Believers do, we fetch water and then we release water and open the territory. We can take the air and open the territory. A time has come not only to prophesy in a meeting. You can go to a territory and begin to talk to the air. Everywhere you go, carry the government of God.
carry the presence of God. Have you not read about the astrologers from the north? They talk to the moon and release curses into territory because they know that man has power over nature. That's what it means to reign in life, to rule over the consolation. When Saul fell, David stood up and he said, "Cursed be the mountains of Gibeah." How can you curse a mountain? We are weak. They taught us religion. People come to church, pray, excite themselves and go out. How can there be an airborne disease and Christians are helpless? In my village today, there are men that send rain and weapon. When you have an event and you don't settle them, they will send rain to disrupt it. And the whole church gather and pray, the rain still falls. Because we think it's about praying in tongues. We think it's about wearing a suit. It's deeper than that. We must rise to exercise power over the constellations. That's what it means to reign in life. Elijah said, "Before God, whom I stand, there shall be no rain or dew except at my word." What is that? You see, Elijah is a man subject to like passion, just as we are. That means it's not a prerogative of Elijah. It's not a prerogative of a prophet. It's a prerogative of every man that is in God. You are in the choir. Don't be satisfied with singing. Your singing should be a weapon in the spirit. You are an apostle. Don't be satisfied with open doors. You are not a preacher. You are a witness to your generation. When you come into a city, let the atmosphere change because you showed up. It's called reigning in life. I just saw a light fall on a young man in the overflow. I just saw a light. There is somebody that the fire is coming upon by the spirit, wherever you are, inside, outside, online. Take that fire. In the name of Jesus. When you rule nature, you must also rule the systems. The Bible spoke of a young prophet in 1 Chronicles chapter 13. He went to the wicked king and removed him from office. The king stretched his hand. The hand paralyzed. Because we have power over the systems. The Bible spoke of Daniel. He was in Babylon. Babylon could not corrupt him. He ruled Babylon. The king misbehaved by taking the holy chalices from the house of God. And he showed up. Because a hand came and wrote, "Mene, mene, take over sin." And the king was shaken. And Daniel came and said, "God blessed your father and gave him a dominion that surpassed the earth. But you choose to worship the God of iron." He said, "Therefore is this hand come." "Mene" means tonight you will be weighed on the balances. "Take care." He said, "Your kingdom have been divided among the Medes and the Persia, and tonight you'll be overthrown." Moses showed up into Egypt and shut down Pharaoh's government. Because we are not just powerful in a church auditorium. He said, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government of this world shall be upon his shoulder." You are a ruler in the system. When you go back to the market, go to the market as a witness. Don't just go there as a trader. You can change things in the market. You can change things in the academia. You can change things in government. That is what it means to reign. We were taught religion. But the people in darkness understood the way of spirits. They understand the way of spirits. To the holy place. La
let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more. Ah. There is a place my heart cries out for, Lord. There is a place.
Bring the Holy Ghost for one day. Bring the Holy
It is a place where they cross to the day.
I am overwhelmed by this deep longing, Lord.
There is a place where your secret is stored.
Take by your hand,
where you hold it
in. In perfection, that taking place.
Let me see your
just pray, just pray. The
words of the Father. Let me know that I belong. To your Savior Christ. Take me by your hand to your holy place. Let me see your face. Let me know you know that I have
no. You are not a believer until you can exercise authority over demons. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. Because for you to reign, you must subdue demons. Christianity is not a title. It's a move of power. Paul understood this thing so much. He said handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from the body of Paul. Handkerchiefs were casting out demons. You can't come and call the name of Jesus 1,000 times and the demon is laughing. You are not a believer. You are deceiving yourself. This is why we tarry, that by all means we will carry the shadow of the Almighty. He said they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High, they abide, they abide. There is a canopy that we carry. And so when we show up, the demons cannot but bow. Because through the greatness of thy power, shall thy enemies submit themselves to you. The second realm of dominion, third realm, is the realm of ruling over demons. This is why we converge. That men will be empowered to go back to their world and subdue it. Huh. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. My scroll has been withdrawn. Pray in the spirit. It's time for power. Pray in the spirit. Make demand on grace. I cannot be the same. I'm tired of talking. Lord, if you empower men, empower me and I will serve your purpose. Pray in the spirit. My scroll has been shot. My God. My God. There's about to be an explosion here. There's about to be an explosion here. Align your heart now by prayer. Baraka Patoa. Zataka. Ka. Enedu Dabu Wado. Ojo Adu Dabu Wado. Ohimene. Akwata Kibiti. And I do double wedo. I do double wedo. Oh, you mean eh? I'm attacking it. And I do double wedo. I do double wedo. Oh, you mean eh? I'm attacking it. Oh, and I do double wedo. I do double wedo. Oh, you mean eh? Men have been giving comments. I see comments of power falling on people. There are over 24 of you stepping into a new ordination. The hands that cure sickness, the eyes that see, the feet that bring good tidings. My God, my God, wow, Shatege. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, hear this. Hear this. Please lift your hands quickly. Just play the keyboard alone. Hear this. I'm trying to manage time. Here, I see garments of fire falling on certain people. There's about to be a shift in your scepter and the oppression of the Holy Ghost on your life. Inside, outside, new functionaries of the kingdom. You are about to go beyond Port Harcourt to the nations of the world. Father, everyone that carries that ordination, now, Holy Ghost, 24 of them, fire, I release it. Take that fire. Take that fire. Ushers, bring them quickly. We are running out of time. Malakadaka Bosh, Barako, Bela Kadia. Pray for me, young man, before God. Rakabonde, Sadaka Palatina, Barakabo. I release that impartation. Everywhere they are, inside, outside, I come by the rod of the Melchizedek priesthood. I call you forth by the Spirit. Warode, Bela Kabo, Dagaba. Take that fire. Take that fire. So river flow, let it turn river flow, in your thought once again, let it turn it river flow, river flow, let it turn river flow, from your thought once again, let it turn it river flow. Elohim Adonai. Like a whirlwind, there is a radical oppression of the spirit raising men with evangelical voices and scattering them to the nation wherever they are. I speak as one sent in the name of Jesus. Come into that whirlwind, everyone at the overflow. Take that wind now, step into that wind. Elohim Adonai.
on this road, lift your hand. The garment I wear in the spirit, it just lifted from me and entered somebody. Father, whoever those ones are, now, take that garment. Take that garment. Take that garment. I'm seeing a scroll open in the spirit. Please, those of you here, be sensitive. Somebody is stepping into a deep realm of revelation. God is committing oracles. Whoever that one is, and whoever placed that desire, Father, by the Spirit, the revelators of your oracles, wherever they are, in the name of Jesus, take that grace. Take that grace. War from the altar, the power of ancient intercessors. I wish I had time to talk to you about prayer. I'm seeing some people by prayer, they are traveling into dispensations in the past, making contact with the likes of Enoch, the like of Isaiah, and bringing their witness to their generation. Every intercessor here, as I speak now, step into those energy levels. Step into those energy levels. Take that fire. Take that fire. Take that fire. Every intercessor, take that fire. Step into those energy levels. Take that fire. It's like a hurricane. You can't withstand it because it's taking you somewhere. By the Spirit, enter that energy and travel to that realm. Travel now. Travel now. Economic empowerment. We don't only come to raise men that cast out devils. The church of the last day will rule in government. They will rule in the economy. They will rule in the media. And so everyone here involved in business of whatsoever kind in righteousness, in the name of Jesus,
Now, by the Spirit, take that impartation.
Ushers, you help bring these people out. I don't want people falling on each other and getting injured.
Economic apostles, I come as one sent, and in the name of Jesus, by the rod of the Melchizedek priesthood, in the order of the Christ, I summon you now. I summon you now. Power in the economic world, rulers of the economy, emerge by this impartation.
Please help them so they are not injured. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Happy. Thank you, Father. There's something happening to you, this choir. Hear this. Please look at me. Please look at me, all of you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Look at me. I'm seeing one of you rise like Sinach. Hear this. You will not know it, but in the spirit, there's an impartation making that happen. He sent his word to Jacob, enlightened upon Israel. Every one of you anointed for impact, take that impartation. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Time is important. Time is important. I cause this affliction. Go! Healed in the name of Jesus. Cells coming to order. Head reduced to order. Jesus heals you.
I want to pray for the sick. Time is important. In the name of Jesus. Some of you are drunk. But for the purpose of administration, hear this. There are things we need to do. Encounters are taking place. Please refuse to be a spectator. Father, this is the time. This is the time. Every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of infirmity in this premise or online, I take authority over you. Now, in the name of Jesus, I command you, be bound. Be bound. I command your chains, be broken. In the name of Jesus. I command eyes to begin to see. I command ears to begin to hear. I command growth dematerialize. Blood conditions be healed. Organ infections be healed.
in the name of Jesus, infirmities be gone. Sickness be gone. Sickness be gone. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing somebody towards my left. You have a challenge with your throat. Towards my left. There's a challenge with your throat around your goiter. The Lord just told me he touched somebody there now. Somewhere around towards that AC. Can you wave your hand? You had an issue with your throat. Come quickly. You have been healed. Hey, yeah. What happened to you? You had pain in your throat.
Yes.
You have just been healed. Swallow. Just swallow and discover it's gone. You had the same challenge.
Same challenge, sir. Healed right now.
You have been healed. Check. It's gone. Completely made whole.
Yes, sir.
Wherever you are, you have no permission to leave this place with your sickness. Whatever it is the devil put in your body, in the name of Jesus, I curse it to its root.
Amen.
Come out of their bodies.
Amen.
Come out of their bodies. I'm seeing somebody with a challenge of the breast somewhere here. It has to do with your breast milk or something. How can you raise a child if the breast is affected? I curse that infirmity. I curse it. And every other affliction here, be gone in the name of Jesus. Our time is up. We will borrow 3 minutes and just dance and praise the Lord. Mama, you are the person with the issue with the breast. Don't worry, it's gone. I'm trying to manage time. That's why I can't call cases.
Never to return. Go in the name of Jesus.
Who is the praise leader? 2 minutes. Hear me, please. Hear me. See, I have seen the dead come back to life. I've seen cancers go. I've seen cripples walk. Just follow the instruction. Forget about it. Dance. And after 2 minutes, you will see the wonders of God. Who is the person? Is your mic good? Take. So we don't have any answer.
Tani mambo si kwembu sama timba. Obrigado si kwembu sama timba. Obrigado si kwembu sama timba.
Obrigado.
Declaration I'll make before we go. But if you have noticed a change in your body, something left you, your ears, you hear, I see, a growth have dematerialized, something has happened to you quickly. We can't take the testimonies, but we want you to come forward. You'll become our theater tonight to shame the devil. You have noticed a change, quickly, quickly, quickly come up. Be ready, Daloda, be ready.
Come on! shout.
Apostle, sir, there's a testimony here.
Talk to me, brother.
For over 5 years.
For over 5 years.
Continuous sharp pain on her right leg. Gone.
My God.
See, we can't take testimonies. It's a body. See her jumping. Now, all of you that, Mama, what happened to you? There was an object in your chest.
Yes, as soon as he called me out and he said I'm healed, I just expected to get him. Hallelujah.
The object is gone. Daddy, you were healed? Glory to God. Now, you have received the healing. We are already far out of time. Doc, you want?
Internal heat for over a year now. Disappeared.
Just rise. Praise God. Praise God. I'm trying to respect the protocol. Whatever it is God did for you, just write it down. Submit it to God's servant. As we come by tomorrow, we'll take testimonies and he will pray for you. Please ensure you come. The conference continues till tomorrow. Lift your hands toward him. I told you there is a last decree I'm about to make. The Lord is enlarging people. That's what God says to say to you. Where you were operating before, there's about to be an enlargement on every side. There's about to be an enlargement. So in the name of Jesus, by this unction, I decree, begin to enlarge. Begin to prosper on every side. Everything you touch in righteousness, I command it to prosper. In the name of Jesus. So let it be written. So let it be established. In Jesus' precious name. God bless you. Thank you for having me.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to, and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info.ejmi.ng@gmail.com or visit us on our website at www.encounterjesus.cc to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege of discipling you. God bless you.